The 5th National Grazing Lands Conference is underway in Orlando, Florida, as folks from across the country are here, and that includes Dr. Kurt Lacey, University of Georgia livestock economist, who explains how he's involved at this year's event.
Well, Dennis Hancock and I have an educational poster here, and it's a research item, and we're looking at the economics of Bahia grass versus Bermuda grass for cow-calf production. So what we're trying to do is just help producers make an informed decision based on this information.
Obviously, this is research that you've done over a period of how long then?
Well, it's actually some research that we did this year, and it's just based on I guess, years of information or years of research data as well as personal observation just on what happens in terms of cow performance as well as evaluating that in light of current prices, both cow-calf and fertilizer prices.
Obviously, input cost, we've talked about that before, how high they are right now. So is this something that you feel is conducive for producers to really try then?
Yeah, I think it is, because really the question we get a lot of times, especially when fertilizer prices get really high, the question is, you know, we get improved performance off of the Bermuda grass, but it costs us so much to produce it. So, you know, what's a person to do? And so what we did was we just compared two systems strictly during the summer season, looking at the economics of growing either Bahia grass, which is the old standby for a lot of southeastern producers, as well as Bermuda grass, and comparing just the returns and the cost from both of those systems.
I would imagine a lot of guys hearing this weren't able to attend this conference. Is this information available somewhere else where they can find it?
Yeah, we'll be sure and post it up on the web. We'll put the poster up there and probably have a short paper or something up there where they can get the information. But for people that maybe don't have that access, you know, probably the short answer is it really, like anything else in economics, depends. If you have the land, or maybe you can just rent additional pasture land that's in Bahia grass, that actually can be a very economical decision. However, if you're bound by land and you need to get as much production as you can, then you need to look at having the Bermuda grass and fertilizing it. And that's really one of the things we were looking at or trying to compare, was a lot of people will look at Bermuda grass but then try not to fertilize it, hoping that they can get by, and that's not the case. So the short answer is, if you have Bermuda grass or you're thinking about it and you're going to plant Bermuda grass, you need to plan on fertilizing it. If you're not going to fertilize it, then you might as well plant Bahia grass or try to rent some additional pasture.
The 5th National Grazing Lands Conference runs through Wednesday in Orlando, Florida, and more information is available at glci.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.